231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, July 7th, 2025 edition. Officer Rick reporting in for duty from the road this morning. He is a road patrol cop listening in on the Simple Radio app. Greatly appreciate the field report. All systems are working. All systems are a go. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. Going over what's actually in this one big, beautiful bill that was changed by the U.S. Senate, sent back to the House, and was passed with 218 votes. Two Republicans voted against it. One of them, Thomas Massie of Kentucky. Donald Trump has already said he's going to find somebody to run against them, going to endorse that person and defeat Massie in next year's midterm elections. We'll see how that plays out. But basically, you're not a team player. You're not going to help our agenda. Well, I'm going to work to replace you. Part of the bills needing to be voted on in the House required moderate Republicans, for example, Mike Lawler, Northern New York, upstate New York, congressman. Salt. State and local taxes. Deductibility on your federal income tax. Well, fiscal conservatives, Freedom Caucus members, and others said that the high spending blue Democrat states who overcharge state and local taxes should not be paid for at the federal level with tax deductions for people that live in those states. It was one of the most divisive issues in putting the bill together, but in order to get the votes, they had to do something. So this is what they came up with. State and local taxes, the SALT deductions, which have been capped at $10,000 in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017, Donald Trump's bill in the first term, was reduced, capped to $10,000. If you spend more than $10,000 a year in property taxes, state and local taxes, too bad, so sad, you only get to write off $10,000. That's it. Well, the senators increased the cap to $40,000 a year and also increased it by 1% for 5 years instead of 10. Well, this was enough of a compromise to get their votes. However, in just 5 years, beginning in 2030, the cap is going to return to $10,000 a year. If you spend more than $10,000 a year in state and local taxes, shame on you. You basically got 5 years to move or 5 years to get new legislators in those states and local governing positions to lower your taxes. If they don't, you're only going to get to write off $10,000. That's it. SALT allows taxpayers to deduct a portion of their state and local taxes from the federal taxable income. Again, the program was controversial with conservatives who view it as favoring blue state taxpayers over those who live in comparably low tax red states. So this is their way of saying, hey, you got 5 years to fix it. Or move, because you're not going to get more than $10,000 starting in 2030 as a deduction. education. The bill makes several tweaks to the federal education policy. It reduces Pell Grant eligibility for high-income students and students who have a full ride. It also now proposes two federal student loan repayment plans. You can stay on the traditional repayment plan or a income-based repayment plan. But additionally, they're going to start taxing college and university endowment accounts with a variable rate of taxes, 1.4%, 4%, or 8%, based on the institution's wealth. Well, I can guarantee the University of Michigan here in our state is going to be charged 8% tax. Their endowment account is in the billions of dollars. I think the last count was over $52 billion they have in their endowment account. Well, they're going to start paying interest on that money. Lastly, restrictions on regulating AI, artificial intelligence. A provision in the bill required that the states refrain from regulating artificial intelligence for 10 years as a condition of receiving their portion of a newly created $500 million broadband fund. They dangled some broadband and said, don't regulate AI for 10 years. Let us do it at the federal level. Let's see where it goes, and we'll take it from there. So the bottom line is very simple. You have to understand that this is going to be good for the economy. It's going to be good for working class families who are going to avoid a tax increase. For them to say that this is all about tax cuts for billionaires is basically a bald-faced lie. More people, lower income, middle class, low income individuals will actually get the majority of the tax savings from this bill. Is there some tax reductions for rich people? Yes. Is there some tax reductions for businesses, corporations? Yes. But this is going to save money for everybody across the board. That's number one. Number two, this is going to produce growth. Some growth that we have not seen in this country in a long time. Donald Trump is saying, actually, this is going to be the golden age. We will see so much growth in our economy, so much money coming into the United States for industry, creating jobs. It's going to cause wages to go up. As a result of wages going up, people will have more money to spend, invest, put in the savings accounts, put away for college for their kids, grandkids. The only changes that they're really doing is slowing down the growth of Medicaid. They're not really actually making any cuts to it, unless, of course, you don't deserve it. If you should never have been on it in the first place, well, you're probably going to get kicked off. So it's going to be very interesting to see this play out, but you have to understand that there is going to be PR involved. The Democrats already spewing their talking points. Well, the Republicans, people that know what's actually in the bill, you need to get the information out as well. The Republicans, Donald Trump, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, John Thune in the Senate, and every Republican out there needs to get the spin, the truth, out to the people. To counter the spin, I should say, that's coming from the left. And one of the things you have to understand, it's going to take time. A few months, perhaps a few quarters. We're probably going to get through this year, the remainder of 2025, with these policies actually taking effect. When we're really going to feel it is January 1st, when people start doing their filing of their income taxes. When this happens, and people realize with all these credits and deductions, an amount of money that they're going to get back or save from paying into the U.S. Treasury is going to trigger the growth. By that time, the tariffs will have been paid for the entire year of 2025. The amount of revenue coming into the U.S. Treasury will slow down the deficit spending. As more money comes into the Treasury, the deficit clock will slow down. When it comes to the point, folks, which it will, I believe with this bill in place, with these policies in place, with this president negotiating these trade deals, U.S. Secretary Treasurer Bessent and others, and the way that they're going to handle dealing with these foreign countries, it's going to come a point in time where basically the debt clock stops from increasing. It's going to come a point where it actually starts to go down. And when that happens, two things are going to happen automatically. Number one, our credit rating is going to go through the roof. As a result of the credit rating going up, the amount of interest percentage that they charge us on our debt will be refinanced at a lower rate. More of our dollars will start going toward debt reduction. Number two, the amount of confidence in consumer confidence, consumer spending, and businesses expanding here in the United States is just going to be more pro-growth. With them implementing legal immigration, work visas, and other things, we will have the people here to fill those jobs. It's a new day in America, folks, and it's coming. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The overall takeaway, basically, from this one big, beautiful bill signed into law by President Trump on Friday, Independence Day, is the fact that the Republicans now have to go out and explain it to the American people. They have to explain these specific points that I went over with you guys from this Epoch Times story I posted on my Twitter X account. Here's the reason. Because the Democrats are going to use it against the Republicans heading into next year's elections. They're going to drum up all kinds of fear in people, mass deportations. Everybody who's dark skin is going to be kicked out of the country. People are going to die. People are going to lose their health insurance. There's going to be all kinds of chaos going on in the United States as a result of the Republicans, Donald Trump, and the passage of this bill. Basically, it's our job as storytellers to tell the truth. Again, the biggest point of this whole thing was the tax cuts are now made permanent. It's over. They are not going to raise your taxes on October 1st this year. That's number one. $50 billion will go to rural and northern Michigan type hospitals. McLaren in Sheboygan, Petoskey, other areas around northern Michigan are not going to close up. As a matter of fact, because of the people who are not going to be able to keep getting Medicaid benefits that they're not entitled to, will not be using the hospitals. The other component to that is they've got a safety net. If there's a rural hospital experiencing economic problems, they can apply for the money provided for in this bill. The other component to this that is, again, not being talked about is the growth and Donald Trump's tariffs. The tariffs are going to go into effect in August. The extensions, the timelines for negotiating trade deals is over. here we are the first week in July, and guess what? If you don't have a trade deal in place by August, you're going to start paying the tariffs, I say. You're getting your letter this week. And one of the things that is also very interesting to all this, foreign investment. Remember the Arab states visits that Donald Trump made about a month ago? Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, and other countries. Those dollars are starting to come in to America. Those investments are coming. It is going to expand industry. It's going to expand manufacturing. It's going to expand all kinds of things that the United States needs. Never, never in my lifetime have I ever seen this kind of foreign investment coming into the United States. Why? Because they want to play nice with Donald Trump. They don't want a reciprocal tariff put on their products coming into the United States. Why? Because they want access to our market. We have the largest market in the world, and they want to access that market with low or zero tariffs. Some of these deals that have already been negotiated, Mr. President, we won't charge your products coming into our country any tariffs at all. Zero. Oh, well, thank you very much. To reciprocate, we won't charge your country any tariffs coming into our country. Sign the deal. It's a done deal. It's happening in many of these negotiations. And as a result, trade is going to increase. Our products going into those countries is going to increase our production and our productivity, increase our profitability. United States farmers, they're all going to get a pay raise. Because of the law of supply and demand, as more people want their products, they're going to be able to raise their prices. Is that going to cause our prices to go up? Yeah, slightly, they will. But so will wages. So will businesses be able to increase their prices. It's going to happen. And as a result, it's going to make America absolutely the number one spot in the world to do business. So, these are the facts. This is information you need to get out to people. When you hear people talking about, oh, people are going to die and people are going to get kicked off their health insurance. No, that's not true. Tell them that. Stop listening to the lies being spread by the Democrats. And they're doing it for political purposes for next year's elections. Pure and simple. Hour number two of the show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down.